Hello, this is Dendria Barrow of the Community Archive Center of Tacoma Public Library, and I'm at Hilltop Story Fest on May 6, 2023, and I'm with
Russell Campbell.
Russell, it's so good to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
All right. What does this neighborhood mean to you?
Wow, this neighborhood means a lot to me. So I'm originally from Florida, but I moved out to the Pacific Northwest back in 1992 to Seattle, Washington. And when I moved to Seattle, I heard a lot about Tacoma, and at that time, Hilltop was the name that popped up in everybody's mind, and it was a place that people often talked about as being this really dangerous, violent place, and that's whenever I would hear something on the news that was always around violence and it being scary. So that was my first impression of Hilltop, and it wasn't until I drove from Seattle to Tacoma and drove around Tacoma, including Hilltop, and saw just how beautiful the area was and how that took away this myth of it being such a scary, dangerous, violent place. And since that time, I moved to Tacoma in 1998. So I became a resident here, and I've seen the area evolve. And, you know, one of the things I love about this neighborhood is that it's a place where you see true diversity.
Mm.
And I'll be more specific. It's a place where I know I can go to see other Black folks.
Okay.
Like that, I don't have to search around. I know where I can go to see other Black folks to experience that. And there's something about being in a place and a space where you see people that look like you and understand that culture. So I bring this up because, again, my first impression of Hilltop was from other people. And then being here now physically in this space and not experiencing any of that fear and those thoughts that were the things that were first introduced to me. So it has a special meaning to for me as someone who lives here, as someone who appreciates walking around here and seeing people that look like me, and also at the same time seeing how it is changing, because, you know, gentrification is a real thing. You know, property values have increased. So Tacoma used to be this place where people would go, oh, you can move to Tacoma, it's much cheaper than Seattle. That's really changed. And so being concerned about the folks who have lived here, where are those people going? So there's a lot of new development that's happening. And while that is great, what's going to happen to the culture and the feel of Hilltop? Is it going to become just like any other place where the people who were, you know, made up the fabric of this community, that fabric is no longer here, becomes something else? And so I'm concerned about that, because this area has gone through a lot, and there's a lot of richness here, and I'm hoping that richness is able to survive.
Right on. Thank you so much. How has this neighborhood shaped you to be who you are? And it can be the larger neighborhood of Tacoma as well.
Yeah, good question. So I, you know, I moved here from Seattle, as I mentioned earlier, and you know, there was a time, even in Seattle, we had the Central District, and that was a place where you could go where there were Black people. That doesn't really exist anymore. And so, but that still exists here in Tacoma. And I appreciate that, and I value that, not just for myself, but for my children, to be able to walk down the street and see people that look like you. I often share this story with people. When I first moved to the Northwest, there could be times where I could go for a week and not see another Black person. And where I grew up in the Florida Panhandle, that's unheard of. And people back home thought that I was making that up.
Yeah.
They thought I was exaggerating. And I was like, no, I'm not. It's like, this is real. And so this neighborhood has shaped me in a way that it's really deep, where, again, when you representation matters and seeing people from different walks of life that look like you, where you can, it's you belong. I know I belong here. And there may be people from different parts of the country like me, different parts of the world. I don't feel that I'm an outsider here. And I'm also mindful of the fact that there are people who, you know, their families have been here for a long time, and there's that richness, and there's that acceptance that I feel that exists here in Hilltop that I haven't experienced anywhere else in the places that I lived. And so I love being here.
Yeah. All right. I want to ask more questions, but I got to stay with the script.
Okay.
All right. Please share a story about your life in the neighborhood. It could be a childhood memory. It could be something recent. It could be something instructional or inspirational.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good question. So, wow. You know, my two oldest kids were born at St. Joe's, and so every time we drive through the neighborhood, it's like that's where you were born. You know, we talk about that, and so it's like this landmark, and just going through the neighborhood. You know, we can talk about, do we want to have pho over here? Where do we want to go? You know, my daughter who's performing later on this afternoon, you know, she's practicing over at Tupac. So, like, all of this is happening in this area, and so it's just this beautiful richness from, you know, from that, at least from my children's time on this planet, they've experienced that, and that's been their experience of Hilltop. And so they don't have these thoughts and scary stories about Hilltop that in the way that I was introduced to Hilltop. And so that means a lot to me. So for them, it's like, oh, Hilltop is this great, wonderful place where we can go and do these exciting, amazing things. And I think that's the way it should be for all generations.
Right on. Thank you so much. All right. Enjoy the rest of Hilltop Story Fest.
Thank you. I will.
All right.